And with that, we'll move to our final item 27. Director Van Meteren.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Rowland, Jeff Van Meteren, Parks and Recreation Division Director. Yeah, if you turn to your item 27 in your book, we'll start with our camping numbers. As you can see, May was a good month. We slightly were over last year by 133 units. So happy about that. I mentioned to you earlier that we had a record-setting Memorial Day period of time. We hosted over 12,900 camper units over that 3 days. Never done that before, so really pleased about that. Also had a good open house weekend, but the weekends prior and post to that, we got some work to do, but that's nothing new. Typically when we have a big weekend like that, we see the next weekend where people are kind of worn out. So maybe warm out over the Memorial Day there. One thing I would draw attention to in the May camping report is if you look at a lot of the Missouri River area parts, the numbers are really good there. The fishing is starting to really heat up on the river in particular, and a lot of those parks had some positive numbers there, so happy about that. If you look at turn to the May year-to-date camping report, we're just about dead on with last year. You know, we a couple things I would draw some attention to. You know, Richmond Lake, as an example, we're up 45%. That's kind of amazing considering we're drawing the lake down. That's going to be drained here at some point this summer. And so we're happy about that. You know, Lake Herman State Park, we toured that yesterday. That was up 12%. Very, very solid park. And then again, I mentioned some of the fishing locations around the pier area there. Farm Island West Bend, seeing really good numbers there, along with the upper Oahe areas around Mobridge, Indian Creek, Whitlocks, and all the smaller areas like Swan Creek and that up there. Bearview State Park, significantly down because the lake is significantly down. We basically have an unusable lake there right now. So that's always going to have a major impact on our numbers. And then the bright spot to me in a weird way is Custer State Park. We're up 3% year to date, in spite of the three plagues we've suffered there, that being the windstorm, the fire, and road construction. We're happy about that. Let's turn to the revenue side of things. Again, our revenue for the month of May, our park entrance license sales just are really doing well. You'll see a 6% increase in our annual license sales. But if you were to do the math on the increase in the number of actual license sales from 2025 to the actual license sales in 2026, we're up 7%. Those are 7%. That's real growth. That's selling 7% more of our annual licenses. So we're really happy about that. As you see, Custer State Park had a good month for their 7-day passes. Overall, with our daily licenses and annual licenses, we're up 9%. We're extremely pleased with that. Look at our camping services, not so good. Our advanced reservations, again, we're experiencing a kind of a shift where people don't make reservations like they used to in advance. That's something we're going to have to adjust to. So thus, a lot of the marketing efforts is, it seems like that last 2 weeks before the actual day they're going to camp seems to be a lot of activity, where in the past, a lot of people would reserve those sites 90 days out in advance. And we're just seeing a shift and a change in our users that way. Not something that we're panicking about, but something that's certainly on our radar to address. Overall, we closed the month of May with a 3%, or we're down 3% in our revenue, but last month we were down 9%, so we actually made some ground up there. So If you look down at me year to date, again, some similar things with the month of May as well. Custer State Park having really good license sales. Overall, our annual and daily license sales are significantly up. We're very pleased about that. And then our camping services sales, we're down 9%, but again, we're hitting that marketing hard. We're seeing some good activity with that. We're feeling good about that. So again, just like with the month of May, our year-to-date report, we're down 3%, but we're not panicked. We're feeling good about that, and we think some of our marketing strategies will bring in more of those camping numbers. And that's if you turn to the last page here, when you look at the three-year summary, that quite honestly is where our entire marketing effort is shifted right now. We're not walking away from lodging or day use, but we feel strongly that we have to attack the camping side of things. That's where our numbers are down right now, and that's where our focus for our effort will be. Go up to the top there, our annual license sales, daily license sales. We're just absolutely thrilled with the number of licenses were sold there, and the revenue that's come in on those licenses. Some very, very positive numbers. I think the real number to look at is the very left-hand side, where the number of comparatively with the three-year average. We're seeing an 8% growth and a 19% growth. Those are with annual and daily license sales. Those are real. That's real growth in the numbers. Some of the revenue growth is a reflection of our increase in our park licenses. So, it's great, it's up, but it's a little bit skewed by those fee increases we did back in 2025. Overall, we're up 13.3% year based on the three-year average. We're feeling good about that. Our camping unit numbers, we do like I said, we do want to focus on that. We're just right on par with kind of our three-year average. You can see kind of the numbers there. 2024 was our best year in the last four. We're a little bit behind that. That's kind of the year we're striving for. And then, as I said earlier in the capital asset presentation, our lodging just continues to grow, up 17% as a whole. We're not dropping the emphasis on that, but we're shifting a stronger emphasis to our camping. So a couple of years we've really focused on day use, lodging, and camping, and I would tell you we're backing off a little bit on the day use and the lodging, and we're putting more effort into our camping promotion. So, and you heard that from Sean just a little bit ago. So with that, I certainly open it up to any questions.
Questions from the commission, any other comments? Seeing none, thank you for that report, Director Van Buren. And that does take us to the end of our June 2026 State Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Thanks to everybody for their effort, their work, their presentations for the last 2.5 days. Job well done. At this time, solicitation of agenda items. If a commissioner has anything they would like to see considered at a future commission meeting, now is the time. You could bring that up. Seeing none, before we adjourn, any final comments from Secretary Rowland?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say thank you to all the staff for the great presentations and all the great information that's been shared yesterday and today. As you can see, we have a lot going on within the department, lots of great things going on within the department, serving and connecting people and families to the outdoors. And yeah, it's summertime. Kids are out of school, kids are, having a good time in our state parks, they're out fishing with their families. It's an amazing time of year to watch the fruits of our labor come to fruition, really, that we prepare so much for throughout the entire year, and that's to get people connected to the outdoors. So we're really happy about where things are at. License sales are strong. Park entrance camping is strong. We're going to continue to build on that and just continue watching those memories get created in all the things we offer across the department. As you can see, the assets that we have, and Jeff alluded to a lot of those within our parks, is they're all being utilized over the weekends and along the week, and it's just fun to see. It really is fun to see. Yeah, we are going to be in Webster in July, and we're looking forward to that opportunity, and we'll be in Commissioner Whitmire's backyard, so that'll be kind of fun. And just have a fun summer from here until July, and get out and enjoy the great outdoors. There's just so much opportunity. The fish are starting to bite finally. We're happy about that, and just enjoy the great outdoors as this summer continues. So thank you, Madam Chair. Back to you.
Very good, and a thank you to Heartland Energy for the use of their space for our commission meeting. With that, we do need a motion to adjourn. Moved by Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Whitmire. All those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, we are adjourned.